CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. 14 days until the election, and the candidates are reaching out to Latino voters. Kamala Harris will take part in a Telemundo interview from Washington. Donald Trump at a Latino roundtable in Florida on Harris staying in Washington today.
Who the hell takes off? We have 14 days left, and she'll take a couple of more days off, too. You know why? She's lazy as hell, and she's got that reputation.
Former Republican officials and office holders are urging an investigation into financial incentives Elon Musk is offering to voters. CBS's Jolene Kent.
It's very straightforward. You don't even have to vote.
But experts we spoke to say it's not so straightforward. Federal law says it's a crime to pay anyone to register to vote or simply vote.
If you're feeling overwhelmed by all the election news, you're not alone. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
More than 70% of Americans are concerned about election violence or violence coming out of the election. 7 in 10 are also stressed about the election as a whole. Compared with the previous two U.S. presidential elections, stress levels in this survey were similar to the 2020 election, but significantly higher now than in 2016. Despite the stress, more than 60% of adults surveyed are feeling hopeful about changes the election will bring.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel, where he's been holding talks on bringing down the level of violence in the region. But Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon have continued. The BBC's Amir Nader is in Beirut.
There is a deal on the table, but it still seems the withdrawal of Hezbollah from the south, which they say they are prepared to do, does seem to be far away because there's not currently any agreement on what might be the mechanism of enforcing and monitoring that withdrawal.
Lebanese officials say more than 1,500 people have been killed there since the start of Israel's offensive last month. The former CEO of retailer Abercrombie & Fitch has been charged with sex trafficking. Michael Jeffries headed up the clothing empire from 1992 to 2014. He's accused of trafficking male models for sex parties around the world. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace.
Sexually exploiting vulnerable human beings is a crime. In doing so, by dangling dreams of a future in fashion or modeling or any other business, is no different.
As other major drugstore chains struggle financially, Walmart is offering its customers at-home delivery. Here's Stacy Lynn.
Delivery's now available in 6 states for new prescriptions and refills. You can use your insurance just like you do in-store. The service will cost you $9.95, but you can add other things you need to the order as well.
On Wall Street, the Dow is higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Lake Avenue and the library lot are impacted due to the political visit in Racine today. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz's rally at Memorial Hall is set for 6:45. The Waukesha County Board will vote tonight on a 0.5% sales tax proposal. It's aimed at addressing a $5 million budget deficit. The decision may influence Racine County Board supervisors as they're considering a similar tax. Early voting starts today in Racine and Kenosha and across the state. Voters in Kenosha can vote early at the municipal building, with Racine offering 7 locations with different schedules. And second gentleman Doug Emhoff will campaign in Kenosha on Thursday. He'll be joined by the Maryland governor in an effort to promote early voting. Specific details about those events are still pending. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
NBA basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA regular season begins tonight in Boston with the Celtics against the New York Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philadelphia to face the 76ers in their season opener tomorrow. Word is Chris Middleton will not play, still recovering from surgery on both of his ankles. Baseball, game one of the World Series, not until Friday night when the Dodgers host the Yankees. The last time the two teams competed in the Fall Classic was 1981. The Brewers making changes to their coaching staff. Al LaBeouf and Eric Tyson have been promoted to hitting coaches. Ozzie Timmons is out after 3 seasons with the team. College football, the Badgers with a night game this week. They host number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. The Packers are in Jacksonville Sunday against the Jaguars. Kenny Clark on how they move defensive end Rashawn Gary against the Texans, sometimes over the center.
Yeah, it opened up a lot. Just allowing him to get on the move, you know, get in the A's and B gaps, you know, so he can use his ability. It was huge for us, and he had a lot of pressures off of it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN. still comfortably warm today. Under partly sunny skies, we'll reach highs of 70 degrees. More and more clouds building in this afternoon. We do have a shot of spotty showers or sprinkles. And after a cold front passes tonight, it'll switch our winds to out of the north, keeping our highs tomorrow to just the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
She Loves You on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It was on this date in 1969, 55 years ago today, Paul McCartney publicly denied rumors that he was dead. The most recent clues of his death hoax was the fact that he was the only barefoot Beatle on the newly released Abbey Road cover. The story was actually started as a prank by Fred LeBour, a sports and arts writer for a student newspaper, the Michigan Daily, at the University of Michigan.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter.
things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. On the phone with us, Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, who wraps up this weekend's box office for us. Brett?
Well, at number five, it was the new release from A24 starring Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. We Live in Time. In limited release, this movie took in $4.2 million and will be expanding to additional theaters this weekend. In its seventh week of release, audiences are still coming to see Michael Keaton in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. It took fourth place with $5 million. Last week's number one film finished next. The horror movie Terrifier 3 came in at number three with $9.3 million. And at number two, it was the family hit The Wild Robot, bringing in $10.1 million. And it's now crossed over $100 million total at the domestic box office. At number one, no one's surprised, it was Paramount's Smile 2, which brought in $23 million. However, expect everything to change this weekend when we have Venom the Last Dance being released by Sony and Conclave being released by Focus Features. Go check out a movie at your local cinema today.
All right, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
We
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've had such mild temperatures lately, but it's going to kind of come to an end tonight. Partly cloudy and a low of 50. Tomorrow, partly 56. For listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black. Vice President Kamala Harris is making her case to conservatives in a Wisconsin city once known as a Republican stronghold. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Brookfield's role in our battleground state could be a big deal. Of all the Waukesha County communities, it's one seeing a farther shift left, and it's likely one of the reasons Vice President Kamala Harris picked the place to campaign. Topics included abortion, Social Security, and national security. With the Vice President in Brookfield, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. As early voting kicks off today, voters in the city of Racine and Kenosha will have different experiences. Kenosha centralizes its early voting at the municipal building downtown. Racine spreads the opportunity across seven locations, including community centers. Each operates on different schedules. Those are posted on the city's website. In another difference, Racine is using ballot drop boxes. Kenosha is not. There's more about your ballot and how to vote at myvote.wi.gov. Minnesota Governor and Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz is engaging with Racine supporters. The rally at Memorial Hall has those going lining up along Lake Avenue. There are other traffic impacts in the downtown area. The library parking lot is not available. And it's Tim Walz tonight in Racine. Thursday, Kenosha gets the second gentleman. Doug Emhoff is scheduled to visit the city in a campaign event promoting early voting. Joining Emhoff will be Maryland Governor Wes Moore and Vice President Harris's brother-in-law, Tony West. The specific time and location have yet to be announced. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still comfortably warm today. Under partly sunny skies, we'll reach highs of 70 degrees. More and more clouds building in this afternoon. We do have a shot of spotty showers or sprinkles. And after a cold front passes tonight, it'll switch our winds to out of the north, keeping our highs tomorrow to just the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees. WRJN.
Gladys Knight and the Pips on WRJN. Midnight Train to Georgia was originally written and recorded by Jim Weatherly, but it became a number one hit for Gladys Knight and the Pips in 1974.
Thank you. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Well, since you put me down, I've been out doing in my head. I come in late at night and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine. And I love wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the belt to get her out of my heart. Oh, help me run the belt, help me run.
Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say. She hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and Packer football, WRJN. Still relishing that win from Sunday.
Tell all the people across the USA, bum, 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 bum. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I love my Green Bay Packers too, and head coach Matt LaFleur talked about what it was like watching that last second field goal.
I think anytime it was unfortunate, I would say in the moment that we had to be in that situation. I think a lot of times when you're just Rolodexing all the mistakes that you made or miss-ops to kind of put yourself in that position. So never want to put somebody in that position, but, I mean, shoot, a lot of these games are going to go down to a last-second field goal.
Packer football on WRJN is brought to you locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. By Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for more than 50 years. By Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Packer football all season long on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Groovin'.
Sunday afternoon.
For 7 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm. Reaching out.